Hi, it's Reverend Paul Slackus. I'm speaking with Rebecca Nellis. Hello, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Thank you.
Good. You're the executive director of Cancer and Careers, and we also have Kathy Flora. Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks.
Good. You're a cancer survivor and nationally certified career counselor. I say reverend because I am an interfaith, all-faith spiritual minister. And I think the kind of work you are both doing with cancer and careers and helping others has a spiritualness to it. So I thought I would share that as well. And thank you for the work that you're doing. Rebecca, let's start with you. Why are you fostering a positive and supportive work environment for people with serious illnesses? Why is that so important?
Well, it's so important because the truth is most of us spend as much or more time in our work lives as we do in our home lives. And so that work community is a really critical piece for all of us typically. And we live in a time now, thanks to science and medicine, where people are being diagnosed earlier and people are being treated sooner, and conditions that were once thought to be unmanageable have become manageable. And so the work world also needs to keep pace with the reality that it is likely to have, it is likely that you will have an employee or multiple employees facing some sort of serious medical condition. And so are companies prepared for that? And what is the experience of not just the individual who was diagnosed, but also the coworkers and managers and management? What does that look like, and how can we improve outcomes for everyone? Because the goal is to have your great, talented, capable staff stay your staff, even when things happen in their life that are beyond their work environment.
So tell us maybe a little bit about cancer and careers. I mean, actually, when you just say those two words together, I imagine people have different thoughts. They think maybe... jobs in the world of cancer. Tell us how your organization got started. And you've been doing this, I think, since 2004, so this is a long commitment here. Tell us about it, please.
It has been a long commitment for me. Cancer and Careers is actually just about to turn 19 next year, and I am about to cross my 16th anniversary with the organization. So I am clearly committed to this issue. And you're right, the name could bring up a whole host of things. What we're focused on is helping people who are diagnosed with cancer figure out how to manage their work lives and figure out what the best path forward for them when it comes to work is. And so for some people, that's working through treatment. For other people, it's taking a little or a lot of time off. For some people, it's actually not getting to them until they're in the job search phase, and figuring out how to manage that with a cancer experience as part of your story. And so we are a small but mighty, I like to say, nonprofit, really focused on making sure that the work conversation is included in the survivorship conversation, because it is important to people for so many reasons. So obviously paycheck, access to benefits and health insurance, but also it's how we contribute to the world typically. It's part of our identity. It's part of what makes us feel normal. And none of those things should be taken away or diminished or put at risk because someone was diagnosed with an illness, or at least that's what I think, and that's what our mission is focused on.
And so people who have the need for working with cancer people within their offices or just individuals, they contact you. Have a website, right? Careers. Cancerandcareers.org. How does somebody utilize your services?
Absolutely. So in a bunch of different ways. We're really an education model for the most part. So we do a lot of in-person programs across the country. We have three major conferences as well as a number of local community events every year. We do a series of webinars, but we also have some interesting interactive opportunities on our website. So we have a free resume review service, and we have online career coaching, which is actually something that Kathy does for us. We can get to that in a second. We provide small grants for professional development opportunities to help people maintain or build new skills that they need in the workplace. We also train HR professionals and social workers and nurses through accredited programs for them to make sure that they have the tools they need to support their employees or their patients. So we're really looking at the workplace in a holistic way, making sure that we're helping companies address the challenges they're facing when illness comes to work, as well as helping healthcare professionals who are on the front line of a patient experience, and of course the individual person themselves. And all of our resources, services, and programs that are geared towards the individual are provided free of charge, because no one should face a barrier to accessing this kind of support and content. We have in-house social workers, so people call and have one-on-one consultations about their work-related issues. So it's a pretty soup-to-nuts dialogue we're having, focused specifically on that intersection of work and cancer.
Sounds pretty mighty to me. Congratulations. Kathy, we didn't forget
that
about you. Kathy, you're
I'm good.
You're a cancer survivor, a nationally certified career counselor. Okay, so you're in the trenches, I guess, here. when someone does have cancer, when a coworker has an illness, how do you deal with that? How does someone in a company deal with that? Let's just say in the work setting at this point.
Well, from a survivor perspective, or a person who's gotten a diagnosis, a lot of times it takes a while for them to decide how much they want to disclose to their employer, how much they want people to know, and how they want to deal with it in the workplace. Sometimes their diagnosis will dictate what they can do, and sometimes not. Most of the time, though, as Rebecca said, people who receive a diagnosis find that work gives them normalcy, something that is real, that they're used to, that gives them a sense of, I used to call my work my sanctuary, because I didn't have to deal with cancer when I was at work. What coworkers can do to support somebody is, first of all, ask. Ask what it is that the person needs and how much they want others to know. Find out where the cancer person, the person who has a cancer diagnosis, what their boundaries are, how much they want to disclose, and then be sure you respect their privacy, but then offer to assist too. My employer gave me flexibility of scheduling during my treatment time. That was really helpful. We were able to do more conference calling rather than me going to a lot of meetings. That was really helpful. And my coworkers stepped up. It was amazing. They stepped up so that if there was something that I did that they were cross-trained to do, they could step in if there was a need. And so that kind of flexibility is really critical. Communication is critical. And not making assumptions about the individual who has cancer or any other illness, that illness becomes them or they become that illness. I hated the thought of being cancer woman. What really mattered to me is that people still saw me as an employee who was capable and skilled and still able to do my job. And with the support that I got from my coworkers and my team and my employer, I was really lucky to be able to continue my career successfully. So I'm grateful for that.
I'm grateful for both of you. I usually ask people, what does peace mean to them? You've already told me. So your website, Cancer and Careers, you.org, you both are real caring, loving, kind people. So thank you very much for the interview. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you take care. All righty. Bye-bye.